And you actually start this game kind of in a drop of water. It's a very, very small single-cell creature. And right off the bat, you basically just have to live, survive, reproduce. So here we are at a very kind of microscopic scale, swimming around. And I actually realize that cells don't have eyes, but it helps make it cute. The player is actually going to play through every generation of the species. And as you play the game, the creature is actually growing bit by bit. And as we start growing, the camera will actually start zooming out. And things that you see kind of in the background there will actually start slowly pulling into the foreground, showing you a little bit of what you'll be interacting with as you grow. So as we eat, the camera starts pulling out. And now we start interacting with kind of larger and larger organisms. Now, we actually play through many generations here at the cellular scale. I'm going to skip ahead here. At some point, we get larger, and we actually get to kind of a macroevolution scale. Now, at this point, we're actually leaving the water. And one thing that's kind of important about this game is that at every level, the player is kind of designing their creature. And that's kind of a fundamental aspect of this. Now, in the evolution game here, the creature scale, basically you have to eat, survive, and then reproduce. You know, very Darwinian. One thing we noticed with The Sims, which is a game I did earlier, is that players love making stuff. When they were able to make stuff in the game, they had a tremendous amount of empathy and connection to it. Even if it wasn't as, you know, pretty as what other people would make, as professional artists would make for games, it really stuck with them, and they really cared about what would happen to it. So at this point, we've actually left the water, and now with this little creature, we could bring up the volume a little bit. And now we might try to eat. We might sneak up on this little guy over here, maybe. Try and eat him. Fight. Okay, we got him. Now we get a meal. So really, at this part of the game, what we're doing is we're running around surviving, and also, to get to the next generation, because we're going to play through every generation of this creature, we can mate. So I'm going to see if one of these creatures wants to mate with me. Yeah. Also, we didn't want to replay actual evolution with humans and all that because it's kind of almost more interesting to look at alternate possibilities in evolution. Evolution is usually presented as like this one path that we took through, but really it represents this huge set of possibilities.